How you feeling?
A lot better today. I was able to, I really wanted to see this morning. I got here early to work out, see how I'd feel during that and after that, and I felt pretty good. And so felt good at practice today. Obviously not 100%, but, felt good to practice and be out here.
I'm talking to Tony, and we're talking about your relationship with the offensive line and how important that is. And I spoke to Donald yesterday about how quickly you gained their trust. As a quarterback, is your relationship with the line as important, maybe even more important than it is with the receivers?
Oh, absolutely. You know, for me, every relationship is important. Whether it's defense, offensive line, receiver, running backs, it doesn't matter to me. Every relationship to me is important, especially as the leader of a football team. You have to have a great relationship with everybody, because that whole team has to believe in you, not just those guys. But with that said, that group right there, you want them to believe in you. They're the ones that are going to fight for you. They're the ones that are going to play hurt for you. They're going to go that extra mile to make sure that you're okay. And so, for me, it's always been about just go out and earn it. I wasn't going to talk about it. I was just going to go out there and show them that, hey, I can take the hits, all those good things. And, they responded well to it.
Go back to, the time when they sat you down and said, you know what, you're going to be the starter.
Yeah.
How long ago does that seem?
Oh, man. You just took me back. It seems like years ago. I definitely feel, especially at this point in the season, a little bit older. Just from that point to this point, it definitely feels like a long time ago. But I remember when Coach Allen sat me down and told me, like it was yesterday, but it feels like forever ago.
You had the opportunity to play in one of the most hostile, loudest environments in probably all of sports against Kansas City, going into another hostile environment this week. Was there anything that you learned playing against Kansas City in that environment that you can apply this week?
For us, always when you go into like the loud stadiums and all those kind of things, like Seattle, Kansas City, Denver, you always want to make sure that you get in and out of the huddle fast. Get the plays in, get the play out, so you can get to the line of scrimmage. Because as soon as that play clock starts ticking down, you'll hear the fans start getting louder. And that's how it always works. So you want to get in and out as fast as you can, and really make sure that you're on top of all the hand signals, on top of all those things. That way, there's no miscommunication and all those things.
Maybe this isn't actually the case, but have you noticed an increased respect for your run game in the way the defenses are playing you now that over the last month-ish you guys have been more productive in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. There's teams, just can't sit, and drop everybody into coverage. They have to, that's why you see, especially the San Francisco game's a good one to look at. Our play-action game was big time in that one. And that's a big reason, because of the run game. We were able to hit play actions and take big chunks. So this whole thing correlates, works together.
As far as taking that running game on the road, can that be the antidote for the road ills that the Raiders have had?
Yeah, I mean, we absolutely have to do everything, right?
Yeah.
But, when the run game's going, that helps everything. That helps the pass game, that helps the pass rush, that helps so much. So, I'm confident that we'll be able to, go out there and, compete and, hopefully get that thing going to make sure we're all going.
Now that you played 15 games, so technically you're still a rookie. Do you feel like one, or you feel like you haven't been in a while?
No, I feel like I haven't been a rookie in a long time. Yeah. They told me I guess I had one or two games, but now it's time to grow it, they definitely still treat me like a rookie every now and then, which is rightfully so, it's all in good fun. I think the rookie thing, for Mac, Gabe and I, TJ, all of us, I think that was thrown out the door because we had to be called on to play at such a, quick time in our career.
You talked about how the running game kind of helps everything. Conversely, on defense, the defense the last few weeks has been playing lights out. Oof. Do you guys as an offense feed off of that? How do you react to, a quick three and out when you get a run back on the field?
Oh, it's awesome, because as a defense, they were just on the field. They're tired, especially if you just went on a long drive. Like I said, this whole game, everything works together. And so, that's why I never get too big into the individual stuff, because this whole thing is a team deal. For me, it's so important to, have the defense play well, have the pass game and run game play well all together. You know, the good teams, they do all those. You know, they do all those things, and they feed off each other, whether it's a pick, sack fumble, short field, big punt return, short field, big play on offense, defense is back out. You know, all those things, you know, like I said, go together, and our defense and run game have been doing great. That's why, you know, that's a big part of the reason why we've been able to win, you know, some big games here lately.